Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More with Francisco Fregonio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.
Albert Einstein, one of the greatest scientific minds, once said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world." Storytelling is the art of telling a story in a structured or improvised way, including a plot, characters, and the narrative point of view. Everyone has a story to tell, and disasters are not an exception. A lot of risk communication is very logical, but lacks creativity. Esri, the global leader in GIS and spatial analytics, knows the importance of harnessing the power of maps into stories with the web app initiative Esri Story Maps. In previous shows, we mentioned that maps integrated with narrative text, images, and multimedia content speak for itself. Story maps can engage and inspire the audience through evidence and storytelling. Experts agree that storytelling is a unique communication method that can make difficult concepts easier for anybody, a flexible one-to-one interaction with the listener, and more appealing to anybody who would hesitate to listen to the message if it was communicated in a more traditional form, such as scientific papers, manuals, or multimedia sparse sources. Is this the future of communication and awareness raising? Welcome to Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More weekly podcast. My name is Rossella Biaggi and I will be your host for today. In today's show, we'll talk about the Esri Story Maps platform and its linkage with disaster risk communication. Hello, Francisco. How is it going?
Hi, Rossella. Everything is going great. You know my weekly habits: research, flood modeling, Radiofonica, and every once in a while, the Manchester City game.
I'm not a big fan of sports, but I have to admit that I watched some competitions of the Winter Olympics. You know, Italy won 10 medals.
Nice. Mexico, as expected, is not a strong competitor in the winter edition. We will have to nationalize athletes from other nations to have a chance.
If you said so. But now let's talk about Esri Story Maps.
I got an idea!
Well, actually, I wanted to do the first live video of the show because I want to show to our friends the potential of the platform, but apparently, we will have to wait a few more months to have the video. Anyway, I will describe in the best possible way what we see on the screen.
Sounds good.
Okay, first, write on the browser Esri Story Maps. Follow me in case you are in front of the screen. It's going to be fun. Okay, now try to click on the first option.
What kind of maps can you create here?
All kinds. Now, you click in the gallery, you can see they have all subjects. Business and economy, nature and conservation, science and technology, and so on. Today, we're going to have a look at disaster and humanitarian.
Let's see them.
We're going to choose two stories. So the first, you go ahead, Rossella.
Okay.
Here we have about floods, fires, avalanches.
Oh, 5 inches of snow fell in Perugia this past Monday, so I choose avalanches on the going to the Sun Road.
Okay, let's see what they have. Hold on a second. There you go. This is a story map from the National Park Service in the United States. Wow, this is a great cover picture. A looping video or, you know, attractive photo with a title in the cover is the most effective way to get the public's attention.
That's right.
As we scroll down, we can see some interesting facts. Wow, an avalanche can reach up to 110 miles per hour. That's about 180 kilometers per hour, I believe. I had no idea that avalanches could be so destructive.
Neither did I.
This is the magic of Esri Story Maps. I mean, once you start reading, you just cannot stop.
Exactly. There is a brief explanation about the types of avalanches.
Look at this. An explorer shows the height of the avalanche. It is probably about 7 meters. There is also another floating side panel on the right, text embed with YouTube videos. Let's keep going. Case studies, more pictures, the hazard section. Ah, here we have the interactive map. The map contains points, lines, and polygons. All three are part of vector data. This map is created using ArcGIS Online, the complete cloud-based mapping platform of Esri.
Does the vector data contain information?
Yes. A pop-up window needs to be enabled in order to visualize additional information. If you click here, yeah, there you go, they have it. Here we can see the path name, the length of the area affected, slope, and images. And there is more. How to forecast avalanches, undergoing research, more videos, the final discussion, and acknowledgements.
Wow, we only spent a couple of minutes scrolling down. I've expanded my knowledge about the avalanche prevention, storytelling, and GIS.
3-in-1. I'm very curious to see the Hurricane Harvey story map.
Me too. But now it's time to go listen to my voice 120. We will be back very soon in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More.
Hi, my name is Monica Jose Cruz. I come from Mexico and I work as a water specialist at the Water Center for Latin America and the Caribbean in Monterrey. The Strategic Decision Core Center, or NET, N-E-T, by its initial in Spanish, Núcleo Estratégico de Decisiones, is a technological and methodological tool that supports the collaborative making decision process in water resource management using simulation of potential risk scenarios based on mathematical models, technical expertise, and data science. There is a clear gap between science and the decision-making process. Scientifically proved methodologies in the water field are available online. Unfortunately, most of the time are not used because for lack of knowledge or integration in applied projects. NET has a structured methodology that supports the decision-making process, promoting the dialogue and collaboration between public, private, academic, and civil sectors. Each party brainstorms and shares experiences, which are displayed in a dynamic screen coupled with infographic, data, and hydrological models. This helps a lot to reach agreements and make better decisions for effective water management policies. The most common challenge in the decision-making process are to bring all the stakeholders involved in local, regional, or national water resource management decisions, and to communicate scientific or specialized information in a way that each actor understands. Big decisions cannot be achieved if stakeholders such as the governor or the regional water commission are not in the picture. Projects of this kind must be discussed to understand all the possible scenarios and implications for the city and the citizens in the short, middle, and long term. For better decision-making process in water resource management, collaborative decision of stakeholders should not be a question of money or time, but apply a science. Follow me on my LinkedIn account as Monica Jose Cruz Prieto. And remember, active citizens build resilient cities.
We are back in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. The Nucleus for Strategic Decision, NED, supports the decision-making process by integrating technological tools and science.
There is no doubt that data plus models plus collaboration equals to successful decisions in water resources management. The value of economic, environmental, and social data is limited unless it's combined with mathematical algorithms, infographics, and maps. As far as I'm concerned, NED is a tool that gathers, organizes, and shares case studies and knowledge learned from experience to help local or international leaders. Last year, I had the opportunity to visit the facilities, and it was impressive to see the level of technology being used by NED. Congratulations to my former mentor, Professor Aldo Ramirez, the Water Center for Latin America and the Caribbean, and the Monterrey Institute of Technology and Higher Education to make this possible.
During the break, we were looking at a couple of maps in regard of Hurricane Harvey, and I love it. Creative design, colorful images, and self-explanatory. The story maps are exceptionally neat.
And the best of it is that everybody can do it. It doesn't require any programming skills or experience at all, only your imagination and creativity. You can select all kinds of story maps.
For example?
Well, we have the basic style, a one map page with a brief description on the top. Then we have the cascade with two or more pages, plus the floating panes to integrate text or media content, followed by the crowdsource in which users can connect to social media platforms or even their email to share photos. This app was actually used in Paris last month as a weather watcher to effectively locate roads and areas that were blocked or restricted by the heavy snow.
That's cool!
Then we have the map journal.
Aha! Avalanches on the going to the Sun Road, right?
That's correct. Another one is the map series. Similar style to map journal, but in my opinion is more personalized because it's not like you can only scroll down to see it all. The story map is break down in sections, providing to the user a better experience.
And what is this map tour and shortlist apps?
In fact, both are very similar. Most of the time, these maps contain points that are linked to images with a brief caption. Excellent for environmental conservation purposes or tourism. And finally, the swipe and spyglass are great for post-event disaster imagery comparison. You know, floods, fires, land cover, earthquakes, droughts, sea level rise, I mean, everything is there.
Another advantage of Esri story maps is to create custom designs. Developers might need basic coding skills to modify the template or insert features. One last comment?
Esri story maps are closing the gap between data science, geography, and demographics. The power of analytics, big and open data science workflows, location intelligence, new features and enhancements are making maps smarter and available in the cloud. The depth and dimension drive improvements in awareness and collaboration. Visualization fosters understanding and engagement to connect government with citizens. In a nutshell, the science of where shines brightly.
And next week we will talk about hydropower.
And don't forget to visit our website wordoc.unistrapg.it and our social media platforms in Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram as Wordoc or Francisco Febronio Peña. And remember, active citizens
build resilient cities.
Goodbye.
Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More with Francisco Febronio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.